This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Let's see. Aaron is in New Jersey. Aaron, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I got a question for you. I just heard you say that you wanted your Democratic friends to call in and, you know, weigh in on the situation about having Spygate or whatever it is. I'm not a Democrat. I am an independent. I don't affiliate to any one political party, but I do try and follow along, and I do try and get as much information as I can. I listen to all the different radio stations. I watch all the different, you know, television. I read all different types of media. I even watch world news. The question I have is, what is the difference between what happened here with Papadopoulos and someone going undercover in a drug ring or someone trying to get information out of, you know, any other crime that has been committed? It was given that the Russians had affected our election, were infiltrating our election, and the government was trying to find out information. It was passed along that someone from the Trump campaign was having communications with Russians. So what is the problem?
What were they looking for?
To find out if that's the truth. Find out if there was.
Find out if what's the truth.
Find out if there was any truth to finding out if there was any collusion or any kind of information being passed back and forth between the Trump campaign and Russians.
And was there any truth to that?
That's not the point.
You're
talking about what happened when it happened.
No, I'm asking you the outcome.
When it happened.
Okay.
When it happened.
I understand your point. I understand your point. You made your point. Now I'm asking you, was there any collusion? Did the outcome of the investigation yield any collusion?
Per se, nothing concrete.
Hang on.
You just asked me a question.
We need to agree on something.
I understand that, but you're an independent,
so all the things you read, you know that they've said there's no collusion, right? That was the Mueller report finding.
You're asking me a question, and I'm going to give you my interpretation.
I don't want your interpretation. I want Mueller's conclusion. There was no collusion. Now, back up to the investigation.
Go ahead.
So then what was the evidence that they had to launch this investigation to spy on an American citizen, and who, by the way, they never charged with the crime of collusion or anything like that? What was the evidence that the government had to then involve the CIA and the FBI and to get warrants to spy on this man?
That's the other thing, too. We'll get to that second point. My other thing is, again, it, just like any other crime...
What was the evidence?
Let me make my point. See, this is the problem. Anytime you do try and have an adult conversation with someone whose views are different than yours, you guys trying to spin, where you try to turn...
I'm just asking... Look, it's a drug bust. Hang on. Let's go back. Greg, how do I... I'm going to put you on hold. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold for a second because you... Okay. You make the point about a drug investigation, right? So the police just don't get a warrant to spy on people if they think there's drugs. They have to have evidence of something, right? So it's going to be evidence. And usually if they're going after drug dealers and they find out they're not dealing drugs, they drop the investigation. They walk away. If at the end of that spying, they find that the person's not a drug dealer, they walk away. But usually there has to be evidence. Now, what was the evidence that the government had? Okay, Aaron, since you're an independent, what was the evidence the government had to then get warrants to listen in on George Papadopoulos and other people?
So what everyone is supposed to believe is that not only was the FBI, the CIA, all of the judges that issued the warrants, all of them, every single person involved in our intelligence community are all on the against Trump plan.
What was the evidence?
I'm asking you a question. I don't know the evidence.
Right.
I don't know the evidence.
Well, there was no evidence. That's the point. That's the point.
I'm going to put you on hold again.
Hang on. If I get a warrant to then spy on somebody because the evidence is that we believe they're dealing drugs, drugs are the evidence. You made the point about a drug dealer, a drug ring. So I'm trying to just say on your turf here, what was the evidence that they had? Now that the Mueller report's come out and all of this has come to light, what was the evidence? Go ahead.
Until they open up the FISA warrants and all of those investigations that went on, and any of the documentation that went towards the FISA warrant application, that is where your evidence is.
The evidence they used for the FISA warrant.
You're going to let me talk to? because that's the point. If you want to have a conversation, you have to have two people that have a conversation.
But you're not correct. You're making a factually incorrect point. The evidence that they use for... I'll put you on hold again, I'll tell you. The evidence they used to get the FISA warrant was based on the Christopher Steele dossier. Okay? All right? So they used the Christopher Steele dossier as a basis to get the FISA warrant. That's why they brought the stories of the FISA, of the dossier being in the press. So that was the basis for the FISA warrant.
So all of the judges issued FISA warrants on factual I'm not trying to follow you along. So all the judges that issued FISA warrants were all on misrepresentation and not factual data? What? I don't understand.
The FBI went to the judges and said, we have this dossier that alleges these things. They leave out the fact that the dossier is politically motivated, the dossier is politically paid for, the dossier is unverified, and the FISA court approves warrants about 99% of the time. So
why
wouldn't... That is 100% true.
That is not factual data.
Listen.
It's very difficult
all right,
to get a FISA warrant.
Very difficult to get a FISA warrant, really. You know absolutely nothing about what you're talking about right now. FISA warrants are approved almost 99% of the time.
Really? And where
really?
Is that actual data?
Okay. Go Google it. Thanks for the call, Aaron. Appreciate it. Listen, if you want to try to give me facts, I'm cool with it. But the one thing I can't do is play a game with somebody who's obviously very, very political and clearly has an agenda and doesn't want to learn anything. I have been against the FISA court. I have been calling for the FISA court to be reformed. I urge the president not to renew the FISA court act. And part of the reason for that is the fact that on this show, probably 1,000 times, is that FISA warrants are approved 99% of the time.
Can I just add to this? Because I Google it.
Go ahead.
Because I always fact check, as you know me. Over a 33-year period, this is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISA, 33-year period, the court granted 33,942 warrants with only 12 denials, a rejection rate of 0.03%. So that, I just Googled it.
Dawn, it's very tough to get a FISA warrant, Dawn.
Well, some people don't know.
Dawn, it's very tough to get a FISA warrant, Dawn.
Most people have never heard of the FISA court until this whole case. I would remind you of what Chris Christie said, though, as far as the Russian side of things. He said he hopes Trump and this administration takes what they learned about the Russians and what they were trying to do and use that as a blueprint before the next election. So that's a positive.
Always look on the bright side.
I know.
What was that point? What was it? The rejection rate? Oh, point?
It says 0.03%.
Mm-hmm. All right. So again, Aaron, I appreciate the call. I know you're not an independent, and I know that you're, because you, obviously, clearly, you're trying to challenge me on everything. You tried to pretend like you're asking me questions, but really, you're just trying to prove a point, which is fine. If you want to prove a point, call up and be honest and say, I want to debate you on this. Don't call up and tell me that you want to try to ask me a question because you want to learn, and then debate me. Just tell Joe you want to debate. I'll debate you. In fact, I'd rather do that. Yes, Greg.
No, I would just like to say that, Rich, I would like to correct you. You are incorrect. They are only approved 99.97% of the time.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. 99.97% of the time.
Yes.
Okay, that's factually incorrect. I was factually incorrect. I said 99% of the time. Dawn, I was factually incorrect. It was 99.97% of the time.
This is from the conservative bastion site, Stanford Law Review.
See that? See that?
Stanford Law Review, I think, is right up there with Drudge and Breitbart.
So it's very difficult to get. Do you know what those kind of odds, 99.97%? That's impossible, Dawn. It's impossible.
But look at the good out of this. I mean, my kids know what the FISA court is, okay? Like,
just
the American
honest,
public is
thank you, Greg.
Yeah,
thank you.
Woke.
All right. No, yes, we're all
stuff.
Woke. We're very, very woke, Dawn. Thank you. No, I wanted to talk to Aaron. I did, but Aaron had an agenda. So, Joe, this is a teachable moment for you. Erin had an agenda. She wanted to try to prove me wrong, prove that I didn't know what I was talking about. She wanted to debate me. You got to come at me. If you want to take on this brain, you have to know your stuff. You can't just play this game. Yes.
Well, what if Joe had said to her, it sounds like you want to challenge him. Go ahead. You're a smart person.
See, I blame Joe for this, not Erin. Erin, it's not your fault. It's Joe's fault.
You want me to give him the Jeopardy test?
Yeah, Joe. Is it so hard for you to screen a call, Joe? Is that so much to ask, Joe?
No, just coach a little, Joe, and just say, look, he loves to debate, so why don't you just debate?
Yeah.
Like that.
Joe, listen, you've screened 99.97% of the calls wrong today. Wrong.
I'm trying to protect my main man, Rich.
There you go, buddy. I like that.
Rich is a master at that.
All right, so I apologize for being factually incorrect about the FISA court.
Yeah.
It won't ever happen again. I told you, Greg, I'm not often wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong.
Well, this time you're wrong, according to the Stanford Law Review. 99.97% of the time.
I said 99. I said 99. Okay. See that? I left out the 0.7.
Yeah.
See. 0.7.
0.97.
You know what I'm going to do now to punish myself? I'm going to move to the morning show to punish myself.
No.
And to punish you, both of you, too. All of you.
No. My kids are tweeting. They're very excited at the thought of that.
It's a punishment. Moms. I'm going to punish the entire audience now.
Let's do something just for your kids. Thank you.
It's wonderful. For the children.
I got to bring the cops in here. The poor Philly cops are waiting outside. They're going to wind up arresting us if we don't move this along. Listen, if you are... very good.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.